I believe that how we decorate our home is an expression of deep self-care. Today's episode is inspired by Simple Abundance, a daybook of comfort and joy. And I will tell you how I transformed my kitchen sink into an area of nurturing, celebration, and self-care. I have come to learn that we have the ability to shift our own state of being, improve our mindset and well-being, and instill new habits simply by looking at something beautiful. You're listening to Home with Intention, and I'm Jody Pear. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jody Perry, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodypairdesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here, only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everybody. I'm Jody Pear. Today's reading from Simple Abundance is from May the 9th. And this reading reminded me of a change that I made in my kitchen over this past winter. And I placed a candle at my sink, which I've never done this before. I don't know. I've placed them, you know, I use them at on the kitchen table, the dining room table, the family room. But I've never placed a candle really, you know, in the sink area. And so this was a new idea for me. And my sink is a corner sink. So there is that deep corner that I've struggled with over the years with what do I put there? And I've tried putting functional things there. I've tried putting just pretty things there. And now it is an area of contemplation. And this is just a new idea for me and a new thought. And so this reading today reminded me of this. And so this change I made back in December, and it just created a new habit for me that I started on New Year's Eve, and it continued all through the winter months. And that is of lighting that candle. But so here's a picture. I want to show you a picture of what I have there. And so what you see is what I call a vignette of symbolism. And on the counter surface, there is an oval shaped mirror tile, and that is a symbol of reflection. There is a vase of fresh flowers, and the flowers symbolize celebration and nurturing and beauty. There is a picture frame there that was a graduation gift from Larry. So it's very special to me. And it has an inspiring quote that he had engraved on its surface. And the picture is one that I change frequently to capture moods or emotions that I want to evoke. And the candle is a symbol of intention and reflection. So together, all of these things are telling me a story. It's reminding me to slow down, to appreciate beauty, and to connect with my heart. Seeing this corner created a new habit for me that I mentioned I started on New Year's Eve, and it continued all winter long. So each night I would light this candle and just take a moment to pause and really notice all of the items that I have chosen to display there. And just taking that moment would just fill me with hope and joy. It's just a simple little thing, but of connection to my heart. It made me look forward to preparing dinner and cleaning up the kitchen. It just became a ritual for me that I just found new joy in. So in today's reading, there is a quote in there from Gunilla Norris, who says, "How we care for our home is a subtle but significant expression of self-esteem." And I believe that how we decorate our home is an expression of love and self-care. And another area that I use for contemplation in my home that may surprise you is my bathroom. And here I'll show you a picture of what I have hanging there. This is a collage that I call a soul snapshot. And this is framed and hanging on my wall right next to the mirror. So I am seeing this every morning and every night as I'm, you know, starting my day and ending my day. And the images and the quotes that you see are reminders to me of how I want to be, how I want to feel, and what I want to experience in my life. So preparing dinner at night and preparing myself each morning are two daily habits that have transformed for me into two significant moments of self-care. And that happened simply by decorating these two areas of my home with intention and meaning. The soul snapshot that I shared with you, that is available as a digital download in my shop, Essential Pairings, along with my book and video course called The Art of Decorating with Intention. And that will teach you my method of how to decorate with intention and how to see normal home decor items as symbolism. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for a full reading from Simple Abundance. And I will see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Simple Abundance, a daybook of comfort and joy by Sarah Bond Bronick. May 9th, getting your house in order. My life will always have dirty dishes. If the sink can become a place of contemplation, let me learn constancy here. Gunilla Norris. Because we dread it, we put it off for as long as possible until we have to dig ourselves out. Many women approach the unrelenting, repetitive, exhausting, and unproductive work known as housekeeping like the torture of Sisyphus. After offending the Greek god Zeus, Sisyphus was punished by having to roll an enormous stone to the top of his steep hill. Every time he managed to pull off his feet, the stone would slide back down and the poor soul would have to start over again. Women do the same thing, Simone de Beauvoir observed in her book, The Second Sex. The clean becomes soiled. The soiled is made clean, over and over, day after day. That is, of course, assuming we get around to it daily. For 2/3 of American women who also work outside their home, this means tackling household chores between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. And you wonder why the soiled stays soiled until you can't stand it? When I discovered, to my dismay, that order was the third principle that needed to be gently explored and embraced on the simple abundance path, I balked. Although I frequently felt frazzled and adrift, especially when trying to find something or ignore the disarray around me, the virtue of order seemed very old-fashioned, unimaginative, and uninspired, as dreary and cheerless, in fact, as the word chore. What I longed to bring into my life was something more uplifting. But as I reflected on the simple, uncluttered, serene lives of the Amish, the Quakers, and especially the Shakers, I became struck by their seamless stitching together of life, work, and art through the thread of divine order. Order shaped every part and nurtured every nuance of Shaker life, from their daily schedule of tasks to the way they expressed themselves authentically through their surroundings. Mother Ann Lee, who founded the United Society of Believers in the first and second appearance of Christ in 1774, instructed her followers to remember that order was heaven's first law. There is no dirt in heaven, she counseled her charges. Members of the Shaker family were to keep their personal belongings and tools in such perfect order that they could be found at a moment's notice, day or night. To accomplish this, the Shakers elevated order to a sacred art. Just to gaze at the exquisite beauty and brilliance of Shaker built-in drawers and cupboards is to know that in the House of Spirit, a sublime pine cubbyhole awaits with your name on it. The Shakers believed that their daily work, including housekeeping, was a personal expression of worship. Prayer and housekeeping, they go together. They have always gone together. We simply know that our daily round is how we live. When we clean and order our homes, we are somehow also cleaning and ordering ourselves. Gunilla Norris tells us in her modern book of hours, Being Home. How we care for our home is a subtle but significant expression of self-esteem. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com. Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job. Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand. The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring. And Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.